Hi, and welcome to this episode of Emily's Talent. You're listening to the spoken word, but if you'd like to read the written word, what we talk about, correlating articles, etc., feel free. Go to www.emilystalent.blogspot.com. And while you're there, drop us a comment, what you do like and what you don't. Enjoy.
Oh, look, she's on.
Having an insertion. No, okay.
Fuck your dank.
We'll start this again. Anyway.
Restart. I feel like we're breaking hiatus here because we're away for 2 weeks. So.
Relationship now, aren't we, Miles?
We do. We do have subscribers.
Okay. To you, for you, and
I'm
loyal
be completely
fans.
Honest with you.
I love
They're
you.
Probably the remaining Christian brothers who knew us at school and
Dad.
We're okay tonight.
Mum?
So yeah, we do.
Have
we've actually got more downloads.
I
will
save
my
dad.
Is he working?
He just walked out.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
The one who made this coffee that I drink.
It's probably got rat poison.
Is this one going?
You could not have said Miles any more loudly if you tried. By the way, I was like,
that. Sitting with my friends. Oh, I'm sorry. No. I'm starting actually feeling. Does anyone else get tingling?
No, literally, I think you're the only one going red.
I don't understand how my life can be this much of a joke. Sometimes even I'm like,
hey,
no, seriously,
what the fuck?
Stop
hooking up with women for like maybe a week.
I'm going girlfriend.
Yeah.
Where you
Dana,
talk about
nice to meet you. Haven't spoken.
Yeah, Dana.
I feel like because of no.
I like Dana. Dana, your girlfriend and my girlfriend, I think they traded dresses or something, or somehow.
Sure, that's really not cute. That met once.
Because April's like, I'm wearing Dana's dress or something. And I was like,
don't want to reiterate the problem of the podcast. I think it was our second one, but I'm very alone right now, and everyone else is in relationships.
Shut up. No. You're going to grow up thinking that it's because you're a nerd, but really it's because you're an asshole.
I actually made an ultimatum to Garrett.
Get the girls.
I actually made an ultimatum to Garrett today. If he sees me drinking several beers at a party, he has to suck my dick. So, because I'm tired of you paying me out about
your
cruises,
pussy, your vagina,
my vagina, and my cruises.
And when I say suck my
dick, are you going to Sash Max?
Can't. Got a jazz.
You are the gayest person I've ever met.
Oh, shut up, indie fuck.
This is warm. I'm so glad we're back together. I feel like a week's break was unwarranted.
I'm gonna step on your throat so bad.
Step on. No.
Oh, so have you been reading the Khan reviews?
Yeah, they hated it.
No, it didn't.
Really?
Really? I read a good rant.
Sleeping Beauty, this movie, Mom.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, everyone was like. Apparently the initials would be like shit, and I was like, they don't know shit. So
it got better. There was a good blend.
What did they mixed reviews, as Wikipedia would call it?
No, probably it would, but they were all like, oh, that's so boundary pushing and auteur-y, which translates to half the people who watch it is, well, fuck, I'm so bored.
Technically she wasn't dead, so
was she meant to be dead?
So it's no reflection on Gareth's personal lifestyle.
In a way, it's not even right.
Yeah, if she's awake, she's consensual.
Actually, I read something in the pen of it, and they were like, they're allowed to do anything to her except actually penetrate her. And I was like, what's the point in being a prostitute if you don't get penetrated?
Oh, speaking of prostitutes.
That doesn't make it seems like a pretty sweet deal.
I want to rub my nose against your belly button.
Yeah. Pour this cream on you and lick it up. I finished 7, actually, by the way. I manned up watching it. I thought the ending was a bit of a blowout.
Really? Gwyneth Paltrow's severed head didn't blow out.
They didn't show it. They just don't.
What? Really?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
They didn't show inside the box.
Yep, they did.
I haven't seen it.
You're kidding me.
No?
What the fuck was with my cut I was watching?
I don't know. I watched it on TV, so.
So the TV version is more hardcore than the DVD version. That's
potentially
bullshit.
It sounds like it.
Because they opened.
I was showing midday.
They didn't. They didn't show her head, and that's why it was a blowout. So I'm like, this is so not as violent as the other.
This is not the sexual fantasy Miles assured me it would be.
Yeah, wow. You know, speaking of Gwyneth, though, I'm pretty sure her cookbook is like the last piece, or the highest brow piece of literature left in Borders books.
She is
at the
a
moment,
cookbook.
Thanks to the recession. Yeah, it's just empty. It's like, want my weirdly shaped tits? You have to never eat.
That's disgusting.
Wait, whose tits are we talking about?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, I thought Miles was speaking for himself.
Has she ever done anything naked? Or?
Yeah.
Was that in Seven as well? Is this another thing that I've missed? This alternate cut?
Yeah, back when I was 15, again, her boyfriend, Chris Martin, works here. No, joking. It's Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. He's playing at Swindar.
Yeah. Touché, see you there.
Yeah, but... Lame. No, she's topless in Shakespeare in Love.
I didn't watch it to the end, so maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was on a plane, the plane was landing. It was kind of forced.
I told them to do another loop.
Were you on a plane in 1997?
It was on the classic section. I was like, I've never seen it. I've never seen Shakespeare in Love, so. I watched it was okay.
And then you touched your vagina.
Yeah, shut up. You're gonna be totally regretting all these statements tonight when I down 20 beers and pee on your face.
Everyone hear that? He's gonna pee on my face.
Oh, jungle party. Oh, no, not jungle.
Tribal.
Tribal.
I don't have a clue.
What are you going as?
Two costumes. One is a tribal Arabsman, so I've got the full traditional gear I brought back from Jordan.
That's offensive, good.
And then...
I was gonna go as an Aboriginal holding a can of paint. Podcast, I'm not racist. I'm like this to everyone.
and then my second costume is African tribal. So
okay.
So it's just...
Good.
Good, good. So
here's a shout-out to Inga's Pinga's party. I'm looking forward to it, honestly. So,
are you okay, Miles? You seem stressed by the notion of offensive costumes.
No, not really. Given a specific context, they're fine. Just post the death of Osama bin Laden. Probably a good time to dress up in an offensive caricature of now.
Yeah, well, Gareth suggested I burn a Quran, so thanks for that one, Gareth. Oh, actually...
The Bible was the alternative.
I had a big plan to make our podcast more popular because I was reading all these Muslims...
Were you going to put
not that we
paper
need
it.
Not like, that we need
it. That's a start.
All these Muslim... vlogs got really big hits after Osama died because, like, they were all worshipping him. So,
right.
If we do a small section...
Okay, how religious laid up, mate.
If we just... I think the hit words are, like, jihad, martyrdom...
I'm just saying a buzz.
Osama, the buzzwords.
Obama?
Hey, you that's my dad line.
I already made the dad Obama joke, you dickhead, so...
Shit. Scratch that.
Scratch it. So yeah, now I think we're going to be pretty big with our friends at the CIA, so definitely rocketing up the list of popularity.
I feel like we're basically WikiLeaks in Teenage Fox.
I feel like this
is... Oh yeah, everything we've said is so profound.
So profound and reveals a lot of illicit activity between governments, Joel, just in Gareth's mind and ourselves.
I don't think we're going to go into this conversation.
Okay, so, actually,
no,
I think...
Ollie.
I'm really enjoying my melting moment.
You're welcome.
Be careful.
It's $3, so don't worry about it.
Oh, I'll pay back. Never.
Good. Hear that? That was
I hear the rage.
Feeling.
I feel, yeah.
So what are you doing tonight?
I've got 2 18ths as well.
Bless your soul. I'm not going to go out. I'm meant to go to one, but it's on
is
the
north side.
Is it because
you have a girlfriend?
Who lives in Toronto?
Sorry, Dana.
Yeah.
Donna, not Dana.
Shit.
Dana?
Scratch it.
Not
scratch it.
Like, definitely. There are many ways you can pronounce that.
Whose 18 were you going to go to?
Jen.
Sorry, D-A-N-Dan-R. That's how... Like
Dada, Llama, AMA, ANA.
It's a double L, I think that's
just. She needs a
sound.
Double D.
The Dalai Dana.
No, the Atlantean. She's gone. When she leaves to a machine coast
down. Lol, funner.
I hope she doesn't listen to us.
She won.
She has tough.
I got paid so much money this week. I'm so rich. And
really?
I'm being paid a whole shit ton more on.
Is this from
Sunday?
Is this from just your normal?
From work, from tutoring.
Prostitution.
And now from, I'm doing roving work for the council on Sunday. Too.
Really? Shit, where do you get all these jobs?
No, I was like, this
well,
is how long
the three girl. Views yesterday.
Can I keep in mind
people's nightlife photos have more views than that? My Facebook account gets more views than that in about 10 minutes.
My daily commenting on Facebook gets more likes than that.
Yeah, actually, I think my
it does.
My not the one you post on MySpace.
I've got subscribers, basically. Like,
Garen,
I should be not Sarah
real
Thompson.
In your,
oh, no,
your
Sarah
ego.
Like. No offense, Sarah, I love you, but that's. Wait, she likes anything.
No, Lawrence is liking all my statuses. I literally like.
He's following Sarah.
I'm a household name.
That's
really,
it.
Ross,
you're like the voice of our generation.
Some would say I'm the Jesus.
Rosa Parks.
Of the technological era. You're Rosa.
Given all your gripping public transport experiences.
That's
and
that
my,
big.
No,
and
my African American
I'm the
skin.
Rosa Parks of our generation. Can I tell you what happened to me yesterday? Okay.
I want
to
hear
it. Stood up on a bus? Wow, good work.
No, I didn't even get on because I was
true.
Does that count as Rosa?
I was at 17 Mile Rocks. Well... Loosely, and anyway, I...
What were you doing out there?
I worked there.
Oh, I was about to say, yeah.
One of my many jobs. So I hailed, stuck my thumb out, because I was like, that's, you know... It's got that's positive. Like,
really? I see that as a thumbs up. Like, I don't want you to stop. I will.
Traditionally,
well,
I show
got my whole arm
out,
and do you know what he did?
I like them.
Do you know what he did?
What?
He just keeps driving. Yeah, he literally accelerates. And as he drives past, looks at me.
He jumped
out of this
and
massive grin.
What a dick.
Shut up with his mouth open, this massive grin as he drives past and does a thumbs up to me. I was like, you fucking prick.
What
are
you,
prick?
Well, if we're going to prick bus drivers, one purposely ran over a cyclist outside our house, didn't stop.
Beautiful.
He literally veered onto the footpath to take him out, so.
I got left by another bus today. Oh, I was running down a jetty to a city car. I'd been waiting in the terminal for 10 minutes.
This could be in the movie for your life.
It did not even stop. It saw me as I was coming in and turned away and went in the other direction. I was like...
You should have fired your pistol in the air.
Stop. I'm really upset. Moral of the story.
I'm sorry if you've had a bad day.
Well,
do you want to de-wine? Do you want to, like...
Wine?
No, not really. I should go out tonight, but...
Yeah, you should.
I'm not going to. Like, I don't want to.
You're
going to
sit at home and tension up.
Yeah. Now I'm going to read my Norwegian book. And
that sounds really tension unwinding.
Yes. Yes. I it's about two twin boys, one of whom shot his brother by accident.
David Carroll? Question mark.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So
ongoing court cases. Awesome.
Oh, I don't. Okay, so what's your favourite thing of the week? Yeah? Being insensitive.
Okay.
I think that's my favourite thing of all time.
I think that's my favourite thing of all time. What you just said, in a really bad way.
Okay, you can go.
Look, can we get back to me and go Ollie first?
Can we get back to me and go Mark first? I'm caught torn between two or three.
I think we're back together. I can't think of what mine was. Oh, no, Barack Obama is my favourite thing of the week.
Oh, yeah, this makes sense. Okay,
has been on such a roll. Like, for fuck's sake, okay.
Buffy Michelle.
Yeah, aside from the fact that I've always thought Michelle was attractive, like... Yeah, she's hot.
Are we looking at the same?
She's got this whole Amazonian.
She does not have it going on.
Anyway, I got home, and my mum and my sister were just sitting in front of the TV watching Obama. Like, it was like porn for them. Like, I was stunned.
Did they change channels quickly?
Really? So we don't just respect him as a world leader.
He gets us all.
Yeah, apparently, sex symbol of the. Working class, middle park living woman. And anyway, but seriously, he killed Osama bin Laden.
Yeah,
he
personally.
With his bare hands.
Well, you know how they were in the war room watching them? I like to imagine he had like an Xbox controller and was like, run.
I
want
to think he was like there and goes, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. And like loaded him up. And he's like, I'm sorry, I can't show you the pictures of his body. It's too gruesome.
Yeah,
it's me when I
teabagged him. That's why Matthew Fitzpatrick, I was like,
it's
I don't think.
Like literally taking his shit on bin Laden's face. And then like. The White House Foreign Correspondents' Dinner, or whatever it was.
I think
it was called that.
I heard about this.
But they may also be the people who host the Golden Globes, so I'm not entirely sure. But,
is this with the video he showed? Yeah. Have you heard about
the
that?
The hilarious joke. Well, he used as his birthing video in an up yours to Donald Trump footage from The Lion King.
That is great.
And he's just been laying some smack down.
Yeah.
And, although I do have a number two thing, which I did quite like, but I've Yeah, I've since gone a bit cold on it.
Is it your life?
Cute. No, I never liked that. So. Cool.
Thank God.
That's okay. Gareth.
Can I actually clarify something? I think
No, you can't.
Okay, I'll wait.
Everything we say should be taken completely as truth.
Yeah, no. I think probably the most significant thing since we've last met is the whole Osama being caught. Like, I'd like to just throw that out there.
It's been a big part of it.
Being killed. Well, like,
to Pippa Middleton's ass's Facebook group reached 1 million members, because in that case, I'm going to say Osama is not the most important thing in the world.
Well, I can't say Pippa. Okay. Admittedly, Pippa is quite attractive, but I think she's getting overrated heavily.
Oh, she's trashy. I think she looks a bit...
I'm with you, Ollie.
Really?
From behind, I think, because she has...
Don't you? From the front, yeah, she's spray tan and looks like a fucking carrot.
Middleton also describes her class. Middle class. That's right. Come
Cobbins
and get me,
to manage royals.
Kate's last name now. Sure to God.
Kate awesome. Kate Boss.
William Wales.
Yeah, my name's William Wales. I thought that was your title as opposed to your actual last name. Yeah, Gareth, what's you? Go nuts.
Look, I've got nothing exciting happening to me this week.
Oh, that's new. Definitely a change.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for that, Miles.
You're fucking sad.
This is
peaceful.
Hey, do
you want me to go up to the counter and just come over here?
Can we not?
It's gone. So.
Can we not antagonize each other?
He started it, Ollie.
I think.
In the chill conversation. Favorite thing this week? Look, I would say getting on the bus for free to get here was pretty amazing. And no, this is
awesome.
Not one of...
Okay.
Your life...
As well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, thanks, Mitch. Your life is so full of excitement, Gareth.
I don't have a girlfriend,
I know what Ollie's favourite thing is going to be. Sorry. My favourite thing of the week is Ollie Craven published in the Australian.
No, fuck off, it's not. That's so... And thank you for the...
What's up?
Thank you for the shout-out. But, no. My favourite thing of the week... It was going to be the porno that I kept telling you about.
Fuck, you're gross. Oh, my God.
But I've changed it to something slightly more gross. Tamika. Did you guys hear about Tamika?
No.
I thought you meant Mika as in the, like, grade 8 pop act. No. It's like, I want to be Chris.
Yeah. No, it's Tamika, the past Beauty and the Beast contestant who was arrested on the weekend for assaulting a police officer being too drunk and slapping her. So I find it great because she's an Australian beauty. She did this on Anzac Days. Way to remember our true beauty.
Oh, look, there's a lot of people I feel like hitting in space.
Especially on Anzac Day. Veterans mainly. Oh.
Look, it's a hot day. My emotions roll high.
Yeah,
my aunt's such a plateau that whole day. My family were pacifists, so...
Go into war. Yeah, so go to Mika. I think you're proving that yes, geeks can form a life of beauties.
Cool.
No, I've really with you. You're
really
I haven't, just turned on since I saw Emma Roberts run a knife into her shoulder in Scream 4.
There's one more Scream 4.
Literally not even attractive.
You're just saying that because you saw her stab herself and glass herself.
No, normally that turns around so much.
What is wrong with
there's
you?
A certain website.
She has she has really mousy features and buck teeth and...
She has a really narrow face.
She's got wonderful features.
She's
really plain. Like,
in short.
She's not plain.
Yeah,
she's
as plain as...
You know what? Screw Miles McGuire.
She's like, okay, no. If she...
Suck my dick.
Ultimatum, if you ever say Emma Roberts' song.
If she lived in the real world, you'd look at her and be like, oh, that she kind of looks like Natalie Portman or Anne Hathaway or someone. I'm going to try and get with her. But now that she's famous, you're like, oh, you're an ugly famous person.
No, she's not.
I never thought that.
An ugly famous person's like...
Gwyneth.
No, Gwyneth's hot.
Gwyneth is hot.
I take what I said just
that. Suck my dick.
Okay,
yeah, you
I find Gwyneth hot. I'll suck your dick. I think Rosie McDonald is certainly a shock.
She has qualities about her.
She's got a good body.
First time I saw Rosie O'Donnell was a shock. Because I'd heard all these people throwing chat.
Like, I think she's a stony, hard-faced lesbian. I didn't say dyke or just censor that.
Wait.
I didn't say B. Yeah, okay, well, we can go on to worse, because... I have so much worse to the week.
Okay, go.
Mine is going straight out to Nicole Santos, known as a Facebook hacker. She ruined my brief period from, what was it, 4:30 to 4:35. And to Jonathan O'Rourke and Bronte Chapman, don't click a link that clearly looks like a virus.
Oh my god.
I am so weird. I couldn't be
any more obviously a virus.
I completely missed the whole thing.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. It was the most exciting
thing. My phone was rocked for like 10 days.
I have so many notifications. Like, fuck, I know I'm but like... Did those photos of me, like, murdering a child come out of
my little sister describing it was the funniest thing. Apparently all the girls in year 10...
They all clicked it, did they?
Apparently all the year 10 girls have, on their, you know, iPhones... Just a little diversionary tactic there.
Someone fill them in.
I think we should definitely have a smoke bomb to throw. Guys, want more drink? No, my little sister has all the
Start
girls...
Start calling me by some other name.
Okay.
Steve is here now.
Steve. You're not Steve. Anyway.
I'm not Steve.
I'm lost. I'll think of another one.
Okay, yeah. Mine's going straight out to Nicole.
Yeah, can I actually say that all the little kids' girls' phones went off at the same time, all the year 10s, like, because they all have iPhone Facebook updates. So I was like, and they were like, oh, Facebook. Apparently there were literally 50 girls crying.
Whoever took offence to fuck off, you faggot, please know that I love you.
I laughed a lot. Like,
please know that people need self-esteem.
I never got so many notifications at once. That's sad. The only time I get notifications is when a hate virus telling me to make it live longer by disabling it.
No, that's not sad at all.
And
my birthday didn't even
get it. Shout out to Zuckerberg. Well done. You really got that up.
Yeah, they really went. Which is, big red light must have gone flashing at face.
I'm pretty sure Obama went into the war room and he was like, it's time.
Thank God.
The Palestinians have
just
finally made
away. Because they wouldn't have even been able to handle. He would have been blowing cocaine off.
Yeah. So was it a virus or was it.
I don't know, but I imagine that everyone was thinking, like I was, that it was probably Osama striking back against the world.
From the dead.
Yeah, like, it was the nuclear hellstorm of our time.
Look, personally, that's a bigger, like, Holocaust to me than.
It's honestly.
World War II.
It's a social Holocaust.
Whoa. it's not important though. I mentioned as a joke to my family. They're like, oh my god, virus! I'm like,
your dad would have loved that, isn't? Doesn't he like breed viruses or something?
No, that's my sister. That's just because she goes to Stuart home.
That's Ollie Chris
slaps on a slope.
Oh, beautiful. Yay.
No, I'm so violent at the moment. Like, still. I'm not. I'm healed.
You're a time.
Still.
Well, you should go after.
Like, obviously, because did
maybe
you
have
to start this place?
No, we talked on the phone though, and you did sound very ill.
My least favorite thing is probably illness.
Okay.
I'm making a phone call while you guys talk.
Okay. Well,
Or
I'm gonna wrap up pretty fucking soon. Calm down.
What is there anything interesting happening in the world?
In the world that you can find bad? No, nothing. Mine two are fantastically bad, and I think you'll agree with them.
Good. Okay, I'm glad you have two. Selfish cunt.
You're peaceful today, aren't you? You're yin and yang. I just did an ecology lecture at school.
I'll meet you at Sunday.
Is that because she works there?
Yay.
Flipping fucking baggers, Sharon.
Yeah. Is that your cute nickname for her?
I'd love if you
that was Lisa.
A chip on your shoulder.
Okay. Like,
what?
If you were the kid with your chip on your shoulder, his mum worked at Macca's. And,
yeah. My
My two
obvious really bad ones. Firstly, a movie coming out soon, Mr. Popper's Penguins. Have you seen the ad for that?
What the actual fuck?
It's a Jim Carrey movie. This is literally the ad. A rich man who has everything.
Has sex with a penguin?
No, a rich man who has everything, but is missing something, gets a package from his dead grandfather, who left him a penguin. It is the worst premise of a movie I have ever seen. Such lines include, God, thank you for the food, and please don't melt the Arctic ice caps. Amen. Can someone pass the salt? And all the penguins are like,
That was hilarious.
It's retarded. It's.
Can I just say fun with Dick and Jane was one of my favourite movies.
Okay, like, you're an idiot to start with. Dick I saw that when I was about 10 and it's still
yeah, Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Are you not watching the same show?
But I like that Jim Carrey, like, it's just because he gets no recognition for being good in movies.
The Truman Show here was good.
Yeah, but nobody ever goes, hey, I have an Oscar Cable goes Eternal there. Sunshine Spotless Mind.
Yeah.
Hey, Kate Winslet, there you go, Jim Carrey.
Me and myself in my ring.
Yeah, and the second one is...
Like, so, of course English shit movies.
The second one, really quick, American Skins. Saw it. Have you watched it?
I saw it getting it ready.
It is so shit. Like, it is... It's like Year 9 girls, but retarded. Is the way that the girls talk. But more retarded.
No, they probably try... It's like Kathy Kim. Like, Americans don't quite understand the concept that makes it...
Are you going to say Australian humour? Because then I'm just going to backhand you.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, I thought you were...
Australian humour? You're a muppet. Actually...
Fuck you,
bro. Actually, I read a really funny definition of Muppet out the other day. Okay. Did you take my goddamn iPhone cover off?
Did you just scratch me with your nails?
Look how long they are. It's been getting playing guitar and, scratching people's eyes out. King Lear.
Do you play guitar now?
I do.
Wow, you
were
just...
Do you have the time, by the way?
No. Manly, yeah, it's 4:14.
Goody.
Who am I looking up?
So what's
your definition of Muppet?
And your least favourite thing of the week.
Well, I'm on Tom Dwyer's Facebook page, so no, that's not. I'm getting the definition of Muppet, because I saw a post on here.
That's funny.
Muppet, a weak pussy of a male with no backbone, spine, or balls, who possesses no independent thought of his own, being fully programmed with what to say by his bull-dyke feminist lesbian master. Definition. Man, haha, girl, pair of balls. You politically correct emasculated pussy and come and hang out. Fucking Muppet.
Awesome. The Muppets.
That
Treasure Island.
Is so beautiful.
Muppets Treasure Island comes to mind.
Mila Kunis is going to be in the Muppets movie.
Is she?
That is the best movie.
What's sexier than that? Ducksing English when it's not you.
I did ducks English for anyone out there.
But girls who ducks English, don't tell me you don't find that more sexually attractive than
girls who ducks English.
Girls who ducks English.
Who ducks English, Dana?
No, she hasn't graduated yet. Because I date high school girls now.
Oh, yeah. Cute. Anyway, did you want to finish saying something? Because I know you always want to end.
Oh, no. Marston said he hates you.
Okay, what do you hate? I think yours was it illness? Or something more exciting?
Parties where you're not drunk. I'm going to say my whole weekend. Oh, which was in part of the illness. It was as a result.
So the illness contributed to your...
Having a shit weekend.
Or did they feed off each other? Like, you go to the party, you get more depressed, you go to...
No, I was just like, the whole night I was like, I'm sick. And everyone's like, I'm drunk and having such a good time. Let's take photos to prove to everyone we know we're having a good time. I'm like, oh, we're really fucking cool. Like,
yeah, I didn't see you actually.
Please broadcast this across
good?
The whole Facebook community.
Tully's was good.
Oh, yeah, you weren't.
We both weren't drinking though, were we?
I was drinking, but I wasn't getting drunk.
Was it big? Did it end up being big?
Yeah, it was pretty big.
That's good.
Did I tell you about that bloke who was like, oh, I met you on Schoolies. Yeah, I have no idea who you are. And then he was like, yeah, you were so keen for a fight. I was like, yep.
That was me.
Miles.
He was like, he just kept on like trawling the halls of Seth Regency with Barnes looking for a fight. I was like, I'm gonna check with him because I'm 100% certain that
there is a lot of fun. Can we round off now? Like, do you want to say? I know you like to end off.
Yeah, wind the fuck up. We can literally cut the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, we can. We sure can.
Okay. No, just
goodbye. See you for thanks for subscribers. Do you know there are
four? You're like the children I've never had, and I don't plan on putting in my rape dungeon.
Wait, I'm gonna die. Break your jaws.
Fucking A.
I love you.